In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th. At 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes. Whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
You get donkey of the day. Yeah, you dumb ass. You get donkey of the day. Yeah, you dumb ass.
You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day, huh? I'm going to fatten all that shit around your eyes.
They want this man to throw them blows, man. They wait for Charlamagne to tap these gloves. Let's go.
They have to make a judgment of who was going to be on the Donkey of the Day. They chose you.
Yes. There's a Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, April 12th goes to Mark Taylor, okay? Mark is a football trainer based in the great state of Georgia. All right, he is the owner of Speed Edge Sports in Macon, Georgia. Speed Edge Sports is a training camp that operates out of a local Christian school. He trains a lot of up-and-coming athletes, majority of them Black, but I have a feeling he is about to lose a lot of clientele, okay? If the people he's training have any self-respect, or should I say if the parents of the people he's training have any self-respect, he's going to lose a lot of clientele because, let's just say, Mark got some things off his chest about Black people. Let's go to CBS 13 WMAZ for the report, please.
Yes, more than a decade ago, Mark Taylor was banned from Houston County. Now he's in the headlines again. Taylor shared a slur-filled video of himself driving through Atlanta with a friend. Then those videos wound up on Facebook. We want to warn that the video you're about to see is disturbing.
Ain't seen a white person in sight. Homeless ones on the street. Every restaurant looking in here is Black. Every car beside them is Black. They can have Atlanta.
And that's just the milder racist comments that Mark Taylor said on camera. Videos show Taylor making racist slurs toward a Black woman driving in downtown Atlanta and saying someone named Roe would hang the woman from a tree. They show him using the N-word several times. Taylor is a former Northside Middle School teacher and coach, and in 2007, he pleaded guilty to a felony charge of influencing a witness. He was accused that same year of stalking and harassing his ex-fiancée, who was also a teacher.
Let me tell you something, man. I listened to this rant this morning, and I laughed hard. Okay, because I have a sick sense of humor and I find overt racism like this extremely funny. I don't know if I'm laughing at what he actually said as much as I'm chuckling at the caucasity. Okay, the unmelanated gall of this man to actually record himself saying all of this. Where did he post these videos? On Truth Social? Now, I'm going to play his racist rant for you. It was about 2 minutes long, but we edited it down just a little as not to bore you. But I think you will be highly entertained. If not highly entertained, disgusted. But either way, it's going to get you going. Okay, I know usually you need your Starbucks or your Dunkin' Donuts or your fentanyl-free cocaine to get you turned up in the morning. But I think Mark Taylor going to get you there. Let's listen.
Stuff, man. Ain't nothing here, dog. Ain't nothing but blacks up here. That's all it is. Atlanta's done. Gone down, man. Just gone. Bro, look at the nigga trying to pull out in front of me right here. Look at the nigga trying to pull out in front of me right here. Hey, did you see that?
Hold on, Rick.
That tree right there?
Somebody just whispered to me player from the beginning. I thought that was great.
Yeah, I thought
it's better than that. All right, player from the beginning, right?
All right, let's go.
Homeless ones on the street. Every restaurant looking in here is black. Every car beside them is black. They can have Atlanta.
Even the cars.
It used to be a fun place to come to up here.
It's very fun.
They can have this place right here and stuff. Yeah, ain't no way. Ain't no way. Just need to. There's your. Yeah, well, it was just a sign up there. It had Obama and all them on there.
Who's all them?
And stuff, man. That's all that's up here. That's all that's up here, man. And stuff is just crap. Yeah. Yeah, you and Boyf need to come up here and go hunting. Whoa. Ain't nothing here, dog. Whoa. Ain't nothing but blacks up here. That's all it is. Atlanta's done gone down, man. Just gone.
When the last time you been to Atlanta?
That's what I was going to say during the Civil Rights Movement. Is that when it was cool to go there?
Gone down, man. Just gone. Bro, look at the nigga trying to pull out in front of me right here. Hey, did you see that? That tree right there, Ro will hang you from that tree.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Who is Ro?
You never see Ro, right?
They I don't know Ro. V. Wade was in the back seat. Listen, black people, listen to me, man. All minorities, listen to me, but especially black people. Stop giving a F. All right, I want y'all to start having the freedom to say what you want to say the way an old white racist has the freedom to say what they want to say. Too many of y'all are afraid to speak truth to power in regard to systemic racism. And I don't know why, because they're not afraid to be racist, okay? This is why I get upset at certain elected officials, whether it's my South Carolina brethren, Senator Tim Scott, or my OG Jim Clyburn, okay? Our Vice President Kamala Harris, when they are asked if America is a racist country, and they say no. All right, the answer is yes, okay? Is everyone in America racist? No. But was America conceived on racism? Yes. All right. Do those racist roots run deep? Yes. Is America built on a racist social contract? Yes. And it's time to tear that racist social contract up. And part of tearing it up is speaking truth to power when it comes to people like Mark Taylor. Okay. We don't take the high road with individuals like him. All right. First things first. You plot, you plan, you strategize, you organize and mobilize, like my good brother Michael Rinder, a.k.a. Killer Mike, says, okay? And you have to hit this man, Mark Taylor, where it hurts, okay? Hit him in his pockets, all right? He's a football trainer in Georgia, owner of Speed Edge Sports in Macon. It's a training camp. Every single black person and every single person who hates racist and systemic racism should pull their money out of that business, okay? Find another football trainer. I don't care if he can make you the next Patrick Mahomes or the next Micah Parsons. You have to cripple him financially, okay? After that, we must learn how to properly respond to racism. Okay, salute to the First Lady, Michelle Obama. Drop on the clues bombs for Michelle Obama, all right? But she gave y'all a piece of advice that has crippled so many of y'all. And that advice was, when they go low, we go high. I bet you Michelle don't even believe that anymore, okay? Not after what she's been seeing the last 7 years. No, no, no. Somebody ask her next time she's out promoting a book or a diet plan. Ask her if she feels when they go low, should we still go high? And tell her Charlamagne said no. When they go low, we should take it to the floor with them. Not because we are vibrating on a lower frequency, but because I want to get down where you are, okay? I want to stoop down to your level just so I can look you in the face and be eye to eye with you, Mark Taylor, when I utter these three beautiful words.
Cracker ass cracker.
Please let Chelsea Handler give Mark Taylor the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. That is way too much Dan mayonnaise.
Where my girl Kathy Griffin at?
Please give this giant jar of mayo the biggest hee-haw.
Chris Rock. Chris Rock want to spin the block?
Cracker
cracker ass cracker.
Well, my girl who worked at that restaurant, tell her, what's the special today?
Cracker.
Okay. Okay.
Any more?
That's all we got.
All right.
Unless I don't want it.
All right.
Nothing else.
Well, thank you for that donkey today.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we come back, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. We were talking about Chloe Bailey. She did 10,000 in her first week.
That means nothing. Okay, this is a marathon, not a sprint.
Well, people were saying that they blame Beyonce because Beyonce didn't support her. And, of course, she signed to Beyonce's record label.
But that's ridiculous to give Beyonce the full blame for that situation.
So let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Do you think Beyonce should be supporting and promoting and posting her artists? Well, they're in business with each other.
Yes, I do.
All right, let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it some more. We'll do that when we come back, and we'll take your calls. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears. Real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
If you're looking for the most epic place on Earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at High Five Casino.
.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.